This is CliffCentral.com. The Football Show. It's a philosophy on CliffCentral.com.
It's Wednesday and it's the Football Show, a show about football, Arsenal and the frailty of the human condition, LVG's Dive, Gianni Infantino, yes. Tokyo Sekgwale and the FIFA Godfather Trilogy, yes. Oscar So White, European Football So White, and College Funds for Strippers.
Yes, yes.
Hi, everybody.
Yes. Hello.
What's happening?
How's
this is such a weird slot. It's like...
It is.
I feel like I just woke up.
People are going to be waiting to listen to us at 2 p.m. and they're going to be...
But we've been tweeting that we're not on at 2 anymore.
Yeah. Okay, so before we carry on...
Is it Bongi? Bongi will know.
Yeah, Comrade Question has a shout-out to make.
Yeah. Big shout-out to Bongani Sean Booty. Yeah. Fire mixtape up in the building, up the top of the dome. Nick is keeping it real. This is CliffCentral.com. This is the Football Show up in the place. We just heard from Gareth that you met him at Vodaworld, Vodacom or wherever, and you said you love the Football Show and you listen to it every single time and you can't live without it. Shout out to you, Bongani. Shout out to you. Keeping it real.
Thank you, Bongani. Okay, yeah. Let's do some introductions.
Apparently, she was on the set of Rihanna's work video. Giving the Barbados born star some tips on how to do the Dutsy wine, as well as refining her patois dialects, which she had lost by being in America for so long.
Mm-hmm.
We know that she is good at all of this because her twerk game is insane and her yellow bone fleekiness and forehead game are both unparalleled. All we know is that she is the godmother of all things yellow, the public protector of the color yellow, the one and only preamble to the true yellow-born constitution, the goddess Nandi Shabalala.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
There basically would be no Rihanna if not for me. So.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
Must I do
Durag? Let's see how this goes.
This time.
Rumor has it that he once went for 3 days on a diet of Morvite and water while playing Football Manager.
Yes.
And that he's currently away on a secret scientific experiment where like-minded woke young people of color are trying to find a way to weaponize common sense against, as the last defense against many a woke... Many an idiot that masquerade as woke people on Twitter.
Yes.
All we know is that he's the in-house oracle of all things football.
Yes.
The man whose twang inspired Amilcar Cabral and Thomas Sankara's left-leaning liberal political ideals. The incorruptible Nigerian. The exemplary immigrant.
Yes.
A man of the people.
Yes.
The God.
Durag Jesus.
Listen, Joel read the whole thing.
Words,
you did well. You did
that's
well.
You did well today. You did
you
well.
You outdone yourself.
There's
you
like one full stop in that whole thing.
You know?
Yes. I was like, where are the commas here?
A lawyer wrote that.
Apparently, he has never ever listened to a single Rihanna song and has a healthy distaste for dancehall music. And that the only time a woman's posterior will ever be firmly nestled in his crotch is when he's giving many prospective women professional golfers some swing lessons at Augusta. All we know is that he's the only man who has a patrimonial interest in the, what's this?
Veuve Cliquet.
The Veuve Cliquet Masters Polo Challenge in Cape Town this weekend. But his beautiful Arabian horse, yellow Zimbabwean cardigan, is participating.
Oh, yes.
The man you will become when you have self-actualized the repository of generations of black wealth, infused confidence, and eloquence. The God, Theo Mojo.
Theo!
Wow, it's actually a thoroughbred Arabian stud.
I think it's, Walcott needs to give that Theo chant to
Theo
Mojo.
He doesn't deserve it.
Yeah.
He doesn't deserve it. We haven't even started yet and you guys are going in.
The thoroughbred's been transported to Cape Town, so
okay. It
should be a good weekend.
Okay, cool. Yeah. All the best.
All the best.
We are told that last week he started a dance troupe comprising of former exotic dancers and that the sole raison d'etre of his most noble endeavor is to create a pension fund and awareness about the lack of medical aid benefits for practicing strippers.
Such a good
what
person.
What a noble deed.
Yes.
Such a good person, eh?
Yeah.
All we know is that he is the in-house philanthropist, the erstwhile stripper whistler, the man with only good intentions for strippers. The God Comma question. This is deserving of a Nobel Peace Prize, I think.
Yeah, I know you're doing a lot for the world.
No, I know. I know. We are told that on a recent trip to OR Tambo International Airport, he was asked to step away from his own car by SAPS after he was struggling to find his own keys in his own hipster pockets. And that since this unfortunate case of Spot the Hipster, he has abandoned his life of selfless and yet philanthropic sin.
Factual.
And that he is now the most selfish hipster of all time is evidenced by his washed fade. Eternally exemplary hipster hygiene and commendable commitment to a single woman.
True.
All we know is that he is the in-house hipster, aka Fade Matthews, aka Antonio Bandana, the original cool kid, the god, João Matthews. Matthews.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Antonio Bandana. Yeah.
Antonio.
I love it.
Aka the Fade Runner. Aka Pep Guardiola.
Oh my god. Oh wow. Okay, let's do some ground rules.
Would you like to read the ground rules, João Matthews, for us today?
We're doing a lot of reading here, João.
Unless you are João Matthews, it doesn't really go down in the DMs.
No, so that's our ground rules today.
Please explain.
I feel like
that's an amazing song, by the way.
It goes down in the DMs.
Is that a song?
Yes, yeah, it goes down
it's
in
like,
the DMs.
It's like in the top
down.
10.
This is the first time Theo knows a song and I don't know it.
Yeah, Theo knows the song.
That's ridiculous.
Theo has been hanging with the youth.
Yeah, I know. One of those. Can't help it.
Okay, but I disagree with these ground rules, though.
Unless you are Joao
Matthews. My DMs are clean now.
It business doesn't really only, go down in the DMs.
I only want tactical knowledge. If you're not going to send me rare blogs and stuff.
Yes.
Don't DM me nudes. I'd rather have your analysis on Pep Guardiola's 4-3-3 system. And he's like... how he inverted the pyramid. Like, I'd rather.
I'm literally not going to get any DMs now.
You're not getting. Maybe it's code for send me nudes.
Maybe. No. We don't know that.
This could be code for send me nudes.
This is what my girlfriend told me to say.
There we go. So you guys can tweet us using the hashtag TheFootballShow, football with a PH for philosophy, or tweet us at FootballShowCC. Or call us on 0861-555-189. You can also like our Facebook page, The Football Show. You can also follow us on Periscope at Football Show. Apologies for my voice, guys.
Semen.
Samesies.
Semen. Semen in the throat.
Oh my isn't that supposed to be good for you?
It's not a lubricant, trust me.
How do you know this?
Okay. News and results.
Someone has had the misfortune of... Well, it's not misfortune if you swallow. I mean...
Yeah.
Oh. Well, if you're a man.
All I said was I apologize for the sound of my voice. That's literally all I said. Okay. Let's do some results. And of course, we're going to start. Most of this is going to be about United and Arsenal. United beat Arsenal 3-2, of course. Get in there, guys.
Arsenal are like a man on his wedding night who's got erectile dysfunction.
I don't know, man.
You've been waiting for this woman to give you this thing.
But
for years.
I think for the first time in this season, United have surprised us.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a surprise that we actually wanted. We played with a bunch of reserves kids. Yeah. You know, Timothy Mensah, young Ghanaian.
Fosu Mensah. Now we know
bought
him.
From Ajax. And you know, in the reserves, he's been playing well. He plays left back, plays centre back, plays midfield. He also plays as number 10. You got David Weir. I mean, bringing in Rashford against Midgeland. So, the boy played brilliantly. But what I want to ask is, why would you give the young kid so much space in the 18-yard box?
I don't know.
Gabriel Kolschalny.
I don't know. What
why on earth?
Doing, man.
And how United, with a squad of a... I mean, look at that defense. Patched up. Michael Carrick playing at the back again.
Yeah.
You're playing with young kids who have... I mean, these are first debuts. How on earth was this Arsenal side overhauled by this bunch of... I'd say prodigious talents.
They're a bunch of losers.
Would you say Herrera and Schneiderlin in the midfield played a brilliant game? I mean,
no,
Herrera's
they didn't.
Goal,
nah, they didn't.
But Herrera's goal for that third... For the 3-2.
It was
comes in there
goal.
Late. Late Scholesy run. Yeah. Like Lampard. What we're used to. You know that standard English... come in late for the ball, comes in there and scores a goal. It was brilliant. But why would this title-chasing Arsenal side lose to a bunch of young kids who had A-level exams?
The next day. Because Rashford was writing a chemistry exam.
Yeah, he was writing a chemistry exam. All I want to say is for the first time, Van Gaal has got the structure right. He got things right, and he was up for it. The fans were up for it. The stadium was up for it. And this is the greatest game of the season.
Theo is so excited, bro.
For the first time, there's no rant from Theo for the first time ever.
But with what's the deal with Arsenal and like gifting young kids their way into the Premier League?
Like Rooney.
Yeah. What's the one with Tottenham who scored like a screen?
Danny Rose.
Yeah. There's like a lot of them. Keep going. Like 10 of them. Yeah. But like with this, I don't know. It's Gabriel, Koscielny, Ramsey, Coquelin.
They were just
both
nuts,
those parts.
Yeah.
Because
what about Walcott?
Walcott. Yeah, but Walcott was poor, but he's not the reason those goals went in. Because
no, but that first goal is completely Walcott.
Yeah, but
Walcott had a shocking game. He was nowhere.
He always has a
Sanchez.
Game.
Like, Sanchez is still in the pocket of Varela.
Sanchez has been shocking for like 2 months
since he
now.
Came back. Yeah.
And this is the thing I also want to mention. Like Ozil has never played as poorly as Sanchez is playing now.
Yeah.
And the level of abuse he went through. Yeah. Like, I don't see anything about Sanchez. It's maybe one or two people that'll mention him. Because he runs around
He looks busy on the pitch.
He lost the ball every single time. He Ramsey, Walcott. Everyone was just bad.
Yeah.
Ozil tried, but he also hid a bit.
But can you not see in his body language someone who looks like he's playing with a bunch of gimps?
Yeah.
He's better than everyone.
You know when you get up, like, fuck, come on.
Yeah, he kept on shrugging the entire
game.
Like, help me out, guys.
But also, why I thought he would have started with Giroud. I thought he would have gone in and, you know, started with Giroud and bring Welbeck off the bench. I mean, he's been out 10 months. He's played.
But Welbeck has been one of our better players in the last three
enough,
or four games.
And but I mean, for someone who's been there for quite a while, I mean, Giroud's been doing the business for a bit. And then,
the thing is, what difference would he have made? So many players really didn't.
I think
play
against
well.
This naive defense, you have Carrick and Blint in the middle. You could have exploit that. I mean, Carrick was terrible.
Welbeck
at
had like, he didn't even have like one clear
no,
chance.
No, but Welbeck did have a chance. On goal,
right.
The one that got
in the
blocked
first half,
in the
right?
first okay. half, yeah,
yeah that's yeah. one. But like, if because Welbeck, I think he was the right choice because he could stretch the defenders and whatnot.
And
the
he brings
was,
so much more than what the problem was. Theo Walcott and Alexis Sanchez.
Because I thought that would be Arsenal's tactic, right? You go and pound them, you pressure the wing backs, and you as what you guys did at
the
Emirates.
First game,
we were completely. We didn't know. You blew us away.
Yeah,
defenders
guys,
didn't know what was going on.
The thing, it happens every season, every second season, and there's only one common denominator.
Arsene Wenger.
It's the coach. Mm. The coach.
So yeah.
So are we finally saying Wenger out for real?
No, no way. I just not bring, the banners can't come back now after one loss.
This is what I think, man, because Wenger is making this way more difficult than
it should
be.
Because
if you look at his squad, his experience, he should be
walking this title.
Dude,
they should really be
this is his
title.
Best.
Yeah.
Because next season, all the teams are going to re-up. Chelsea.
Look, I don't buy this narrative of, like, if Wenger doesn't do it now, let's pack
up
and go
gonna,
home.
No, he's not going to do it. He's not going to do it next season.
But come, guys, this happens all the time. Remember that season United lost on the last day to City?
Yeah,
they had a good squad, played well, but you just have teams that are much better than you.
No, but guys.
You just have teams that are, have the...
But this Arsenal team just... Look at United's lineup, guys. They should.
That's
they should.
I think
I was ready for a 1-2-0 loss. I was ready. I was prepared to lose 2-0.
It comes down to the manager and how he prepares his players. Arsene Wenger has. It's a fragility of mentality. On some level, you have to ask yourself the question: what does he do in terms of how he prepares these players to face these big games? Because they are serial chokers. Arsenal has how many times have they been given the initiative in this title race to just
and
take
and
they've
enjoyed it? That means that Leicester win meant nothing.
It meant
it
nothing.
Cancels it out.
In the greater scheme of things, it means nothing now. Luckily, Leicester lost yesterday. Yeah. I mean, they drew.
But
as well
you look at it on the other side, I'll look at it as a United performance where you brought in a bunch of kids, right? People talk about, remember Kevin Keegan, you'll never win anything with kids. You'll never win anything. I want you. If you win that.
There goes Theo.
Kevin Keegan came out in 99 talking about the kids we had, skulls, all that. Mm. And on last weekend, we put in a bunch of kids and Van Gaal loves his children. He's done this with Muller. He's done it with Alaba. He's done it with a number of players.
He
went out there, and one thing that these kids showed no fear. They went out there. What's the worst that can happen? You lose 2-0. Everyone expects you to lose.
Yeah.
But these kids went out there with complete fire in their belly.
Was it a case of United being good or
Arsenal
being
crap.
Appallingly bad?
Arsenal were bad.
I think Arsenal were bad.
Because if you look at United,
no, let's not take anything away from
look
United
at United's goals.
Yeah.
They didn't
even
really have to do anything
to create them,
because the space that for Herrera's shot was amazing, but the space
that was there in front of the where
was
Coquelin
to turn around and pass the ball to Herrera. First, it should have been stopped. Yeah,
so much time,
already.
Right?
Yeah, like so. It's United didn't do anything significant. Like you could watch the Barcelona match and say, "All right, these guys are way
they
better."
They
destroyed Arsenal. Yeah. But this match, it was just Arsenal giving the ball away.
Time and time away,
taking too long. Ozil had a chance, like he could have shot, and then he tried to pass. Small things like that, the decisions in the final third. And Gabriel and Koscielny made, I don't know what, because they had too much space between them. They didn't communicate properly.
Yeah,
I just want to shout out to Herrera and Morgan Schneiderlin, the young. Two midfielders sat there and they disrupted play throughout the game, something we haven't had in a long while.
Yeah.
Someone who had, it was like their families were kidnapped. And the only way they were going to be able to release them was if they intercepted passes in the middle of the pitch.
But United are going to probably get a 1-1 draw in the next match or something.
Yeah. No, look,
probably,
I'm not.
Listen,
this is the way we are.
That's how bad. Yeah. Like, look how bad Chelsea were this season. And we still couldn't.
Still couldn't beat them. Arsene Wenger. That's is really the common denominator.
What's the solution for both teams? What's the solution for Arsenal going forward and for United going forward?
I think Wenger just needs to step down. Ooh, it's time for a change.
Big call.
Arsene,
even if he wins, because
he's the last of the legacy managers.
Really?
Right?
Yeah.
He's the last of the legacy managers.
Yes.
And it was Fergie, now Arsene.
And I think the United lesson has taught us a lot. Like, how do you manage that transition?
I'll argue that he has left Arsenal in a better state. Because when Fergie left, he had aging players.
Fair enough. Remember, Fergie wasn't a bit of a megalomaniac as Arsene Wenger is. Arsene Wenger controls essentially every single facet of that football club.
Yeah, but didn't he even design the changing rooms?
He even designed the changing rooms.
Yeah.
This is the thing also. Like the next, I don't really believe it because Arsenal are set up financially.
Financially,
the structure
is there.
Players are young.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get a competent manager, does it, like?
Would you get a Pochettino? You get him a young manager, dynamic,
yeah.
You know, technically astute. You know, you get in there someone who can actually make a difference.
I'll take and there's some great young managers in the Bundesliga.
Simeone seems like the opposite of Arsenal.
I don't want him at Arsenal because
And for United, what do you think? Takeaway: the youngsters have prodigious talent in their ranks.
There's some potential. I've only seen them once, but like you could see with. The thing I liked about, what's the kid, Rashford?
Rashford.
He, like a lot of the times when he had the ball, he was composed, held it up, laid it
and
off.
Even Mensah, man. I was so, because I've been wanting
he's
this kid
powerful.
To play for so long.
Yeah.
And he's been playing for Warren Joyce's under 20 reserves and the under 21s, and he has been spectacular. And this kid, they bought him at Ajax, supposedly because Bayern were snooping around. So they had to get him in. And I just want to see him play tonight. I want to see him release me.
Release the Kraken.
Just to go back to the United and Arsenal match, then we'll wrap it up. Would you guys say it was a fair result then?
Yeah, it was fair.
It was a surprise result for United.
But it was fair.
Yeah.
It was a surprise result, but fair.
Okay, then there was Leicester's draw with West Brom. I think Leicester probably deserved to win that one from what I saw.
Yeah.
They don't deserve anything.
They don't deserve anything.
Okay.
But I mean,
the fairy tale now is pressure.
There's three points between them and...
If Spurs win tonight, they go top
because
of goal difference.
Yeah.
And if Arsenal beat Spurs by some huge miracle over the weekend...
But the run-in for Leicester is better than the last four Arsenal.
But they still have to face Chelsea
at the end of the season.
This is the last game.
They could have wrapped up the
Chelsea, let's say, give or take, will come sixth.
Leicester
right?
will fall away, man.
You think
really?
So?
No, but they are. They're struggling with
how many games?
Because I know N'Golo Kante wasn't playing last night.
I think there's like 10 games.
There's 10 games left now.
Are you trying to tell me Leicester will win like 9 games?
But you know, a big thing. They took a 2-week break. They took a two-week break.
Yeah.
They went to summer to what's it, warm weather training.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I see them
come back
dropping.
2-6 points.
But that means that do City and Arsenal and Spurs win all their other games?
City, Arsenal, and Spurs need to win 3-4 games.
Do Arsenal have to win every game?
Arsenal have to win at least 5, I think.
And what are the? Are you confident?
I think they can do it.
I think we're gonna get pressed off the park this weekend.
Mm. I think Arsenal have got bounce back
if
ability.
If Spurs beat Arsenal this weekend, is that it?
Yeah, it's over.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap for Arsenal, there's no chance.
Yeah,
really. I'll take a late Danny Welbeck header.
And I'm going to ask you a contract. If Spurs finish above Arsenal this season,
Arsenal fans are going to lose their
minds. This is a possibility. This is a reality.
It could happen.
It's never going to happen.
It's not gonna happen.
Yeah, like it's in the Bible.
Like, oh, okay, so we're going
it's
on
in the
that.
Ten
it's
Commandments.
It's in the Bible.
If we said just, this about City a few years ago. Yeah. Sean Gota back in 2002 scored a hat trick against
throwback.
Us.
Throwback. Premier League legend.
Sanji High playing in midfield. Richard Dunn at the back.
We've got a message here from Kodua, and he says that fuck you guys. We haven't spoken about the new FIFA president and books and Poo's sex well. We're getting there.
We're getting to all the FIFA stuff.
Relax.
Guys,
and
so
fuck you too.
Oh, man, not in a good mood today.
Wow.
Okay, are we going to Leicester again?
We're tired.
Okay, let's talk about Tottenham's 2-1 victory over Swansea.
They keep grinding them out.
Pochettino to win the league. This is it.
Look, Tottenham a model for Premier League clubs now in this age where everyone is splashing out money to do big things with big players. This guy has basically taken a few kids from the academy.
No big names.
I mean, he's brought in Alderweireld at the back. He's brought in Dyer for Sporting Lisbon. Yeah. Those two were massive. That spine of Alderweireld, Dyer, Kane. And then Kane up front.
And Eriksen.
Mm. It is... Dele Alli, obviously. You have to put... Dele Alli, MK Dons. Where did no one else look at this kid and say, let's sign him?
The girls in Milton Keynes knew about him.
Besides the Milton Keynes girls.
They still do.
Spurs' biggest opportunity to win the league in 20 something
years. Do you think that focusing too much on Leicester and that surprise their surprise form this season has kind of made us distracted on what Spurs are up to?
Definitely.
And also it's Spurs, man.
Fergie
said, like what's when Man U were 3-0 down at Whitehead Lane?
It's Spurs.
We weren't paying attention.
Yeah, like his team talk was like, look guys,
it's Spurs.
And then when they came out in the second half, they scored five. Goal.
Right. List them, yeah.
Do you remember the time they all had diarrhea the day before the end of the season?
Against Aston Villa, Arsenal had to win.
Shout out to Arsene Wenger for poisoning them.
They got poisoned.
No, that's coming, bro.
But like, honestly,
and they were all at the same team hotel the night before. All got the same food poisoning.
Come on, man. Arsene just slipped.
But honestly, no bias and all of that. Could they win the league?
Yeah. I think they can do it.
What are the chances? Like,
I think, in my view, they're probably more favourites than Leicester City are right now, I think.
Really?
This is what I think. If Arsenal players, I don't know, if they just decide to play.
They can just win, man.
It's because, and also with Tottenham style, can they keep up that intensity?
The intensity with a small squad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's another thing.
If Arsenal play like they did on Sunday, 3-0 to Spurs.
No, but you know what happens as well? I was actually thinking about it from a different perspective. Because we look at, like how we always say, after 10 games, you can tell the shape of the league.
Yeah.
Guys, there are still 10 games to go.
This is not the case.
No, ordinarily.
It's still anyone's game.
And 10 games is a lot.
It's still really anyone's game.
33 points.
Who are the big teams Arsenal still have to face besides Spurs?
City, Everton.
Oh my God.
And I think that's
Everton away or home?
Away. Away in the other weekend. City, Everton, and that's it.
And they still have the Champions League.
We're out of the Champions League.
I don't even think.
Let's not forfeit.
Get the 3-0.
Let's not be too negative, guys.
I don't want to go and see another 5-0.
Let's support our team.
I respect Peter Cech too much. He shouldn't be picking the ball out.
And he's going to be captain this season.
He shouldn't be picking the ball out 5 times out of his net. I do not want that.
And FA Cup, the thing is with Leicester, they don't have anything else. They've just got the
Premier League. Spurs have got Europa League Thursdays.
Yeah.
And also, like you said, with a small squad and 10 games to go,
Spurs could put out a second string squad. I mean, I think they want to concentrate on the Premiership. Because this is the first time in ages they're going to maybe win it. And Leicester have nothing else but the league to concentrate
on. I just think
and racists and
Wenger just needs to go through his black book and find that guy with poison.
just call him. What is that guy's name again? Yeah.
I think especially like on Friday night or something, because I don't see how we're gonna
Nothing is changing. Our form is horrible.
City need to win. Basically, City need to win every eight games.
How would you set up? I would set up the same team, but I would just tell them to counterattack.
I'd beat someone. Those guys need hiding.
Do you play Walcott?
I play Giroud, and then I'll play maybe Campbell.
Giroud actually brings a lot of structure it's so subtle, but it works. Arsenal is actually our attacking play is built around.
Or I'll play Welbeck because Welbeck
Does it's more win. Dynamic. Yeah, yeah.
It's okay. More dynamic.
So Campbell for Walcott.
Yeah, easily. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's do Man City's 3-1 victory over Liverpool in the Capital One Cup.
Did you see the picture of Yaya Toure?
I didn't watch. Pellegrini was so excited about it.
Okay, cool.
Because lately has no fucks.
This is how you know Yaya Toure is a winner. There's a picture like after they won, and everybody's celebrating with the cup and the medals, and then he's like sitting in the corner.
What is his problem?
He pulled an Ashley Cole.
Yeah, he's just chilling and drinking,
drinking some Lucozade on the
side. Such a dwarf.
No, but guys, it's the Capital One Cup.
But still, celebrate with the team, guys.
How many medals does he have? He's like, this thing.
But guys,
he's not even a million for that.
No. What?
Really? Like, it's like 895,000.
Come on, man. He makes that in a month. Like.
But seriously, he just chilled there, honestly. Okay, Chelsea's 2-1 victory over Southampton.
Oh, that's Chelsea are back, eh?
I mean, they're back.
They're back.
They are actually
I don't know how.
They're now up
where
are they?
8th or 6th?
Eighth.
Or they could go 6th tonight or something.
Five points behind United.
And this is like
they played last night.
The reason why.
Oh, yeah. Did they?
So they really just did one Mourinho to fuck off.
They didn't play.
They played Norwich yesterday. 2-1.
So okay.
Up to eighth, yeah.
Sunderland 2-1 over Southampton.
I don't know what it is.
Is this Big Sam's big escape from the relegation? Zone,
yeah. Southampton have now conceded 4 goals in 2 games after going over 7 games without conceding anything.
Yeah, I mean,
talk about a quick downward spiral.
What's their keeper had gone out like 600-something game minutes without conceding?
Is it Foster? Is it Foster?
Ben Foster. Yeah, that's it.
He's huge.
But Sunderland, I mean, how do they?
He's almost like a tall mountain of sunshine.
almost. But there's only one of those.
There's only one of those.
Exactly. Thank you very much. Shout out to
And his name is Theo.
Yeah.
Okay, then Chelsea got another win against Norwich, 2-1.
Yeah. They're up to 8th, 5 points off United, who have a game in hand. But
okay, cool. So looking at the log right now, it's Leicester 57, Spurs 54, Arsenal 50. It's so close.
It is.
City 41. It's so tight.
City 51.
Okay. It's very tight.
Do City have a game in hand?
They do, because of the Carling Cup, yeah.
Yeah, Arsenal.
It's rough.
It's tough.
Yo, Arsenal.
Just another top four finish.
Yep.
As always. Okay, so tonight's fixtures, we've got Arsenal going up against Swansea. Can Arsenal...
We do have
good bounce back ability, though.
So you guys are seeing a win for Arsenal? I think so.
The one that counts is the one on the weekend.
Yeah, I suppose.
That's the one, man. Yeah.
But imagine this is a slip up. Imagine it's that little 92nd minute Moreno header. 1-1. You're going to play Spurs and you've already.
This is the thing about Arsenal. They always give you hope.
Yeah.
So what they'll do is they'll score in the 93rd minute against Swansea and win 1-0. So you'll be like, oh, yes, we're back in it. And then they'll go play like shit at White Hart Lane. And throw it away. But they'll give us hope. They'll win.
Okay.
Yeah.
Liverpool and City, their second game back to back. Can Liverpool redeem themselves? Revenge.
City are too good.
It's going to be another one for City.
This is up to City. If they want to win, they'll win.
No, but I mean, guys, I saw Sturridge is back. Sturridge is back.
He's back, but
he's
he doesn't have a supporting cast.
That's
though.
The thing.
Yeah, I mean Firmino, he's got Coutinho when they're fit to play. But I mean also Sturridge, one bad tackle, he's out for 2 years. You know, you have to put him in cotton wool after the game, make sure
he's special, man. Do you think he's up for sale?
I think so.
I'll throw forty million pounds for Daniel Sturridge.
Okay, then there's West Ham versus Tottenham, and hopefully if Tottenham win this one,
that's a big game, man.
I think West Ham are going to take this 2-1.
Are you serious? Really?
Michael Antonio has been on form for West Ham.
Yeah, it's West Ham at home, and West Ham usually in the big games show up. I think West Ham are going to do. They might get a draw or win here.
Okay, then just going on to La Liga, Real Madrid lost to Atletico 1-0. Sure. Anton Griezmann, he was man of the match.
Did you see CR7's little rant afterwards?
Well, he said something about his teammates not being good enough, something like that.
Yeah, right? they're not on his level.
I love that.
Only Ronaldo can get away with this.
I'm not a Ronaldo fan, but I love shit like that.
He's honest.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
he's still playing at the same
what
level.
What did he actually say? I feel like
he said if the rest of my teammates were
on the same level as me, we would be number one.
It's the truth.
It's the truth.
But he said the same thing if you watch this documentary about Portugal. He said if we
you know, if we had 10 Ronaldos, maybe we'd go and win this. But we have one. So,
guys, what's wrong with saying that?
I wonder what the
he's better than all of them.
Yeah.
And they're letting him
but
down.
But don't put it in their faces.
Exactly.
No. But, dude, if you score 2 hat-tricks
every week
and you're still fourth on the log, you'll be pissed as well, dude. Like,
I wonder what happens when he walks back into training the next day.
Nah, can you imagine how awkward it is in that changing room?
He's Ronaldo. He owns Real Madrid.
In defense of his teammates, he was shocking on Saturday.
Yeah, he didn't have a good game, right?
He had a horrible game. I mean, but I was watching, he missed a lot of chances that you think one on one with the keeper, he flopped his chances. He had a header saved. He had another header go wide.
Guys,
he was just horrible.
Is it the beginning of the end? He probably had like 10 great games in a row before that.
Then he has one.
But also, I think Atletico Madrid, give them props where they are. They've got Vieto, these young kids from Argentina. Kids, I mean, Griezmann up front. That guy has to come to the Premiership. £50 million, he has to come.
Can he cut it in the Premiership?
He can. Ooh, I mean,
Griezmann.
Nah, he's got
the He's a speed merchant.
He's a counter-attacking player.
And he'd work perfectly.
The Premier League is a transition league. So if he's at a team, maybe that plays very fast. Like if he was at Tottenham, he would be.
He'd be
amazing.
As you're saying, it's with the transitioning from defense to attack, putting Griezmann on that left or even up front, he's got the skill, he's got the technique, he's got the left or the right foot to you know, curl balls and
even the left foot. He scored with his left on.
He's got something that's rare. He's a wide forward that can give
he's an
25 goals.
And he scored 24, 25 goals last season.
Like
he was after
players like that are expensive
after Messi and Ronaldo
because it's him, Messi, Ronaldo, Neymar.
Yeah.
Hearing rumors, Diego Costa swap back to Atletico for Griezmann plus 20 million.
Oh, really? Wow. Yep. Really?
You heard it first from Theo.
It would make sense. He's got people on the inside.
Agent Theo.
It would make sense. Would you not let the rat go back to his rat hole?
Yeah, but I think Diego Costa.
He does look like a rat.
He does look like a Brazilian
favela rat.
Okay, then. Just another one in La Liga. Barcelona beat Sevilla 2-1. They're now on top of the log with, 5 points. And they've got a game in hand.
Yeah, Messi.
A little wrap for them.
Messi already has the Ballon d'Or.
The Ballon d'Or again for next year. Yeah. And he's going to win the Champions League again.
Yeah, he's great.
And then maybe he'll pay his taxes. But anyway.
Maybe.
No, he shouldn't.
All that money he's going to make.
Because politicians will spend it on their private homes.
So Messi shouldn't pay.
Politicians will spend it on their private homes.
Okay, so Barcelona on top, like I said, Atletico at 61 and Real at 54.
Yeah.
Real, man. What the
Real?
Come on, bro.
What do you guys think about Real? Could they possibly at least get
Blame Benitez, guys.
They should only focus on the Champions League. That's it. Like, I think they can still win it. They've got the squad.
They're not going to win. If Barcelona is still in it, Bayern Munich is still in it.
They can beat them. Real have players, dude. This is not Arsenal, bro.
Nah, I don't see this Real Madrid squad beating Barcelona.
Real don't have Barcelona have nothing on Real in terms of squad depth.
Real have a better squad.
They've got Kovacic, Hesse,
dude,
Danilo.
Look, they're starting CMs, Cruz and Modric. Then you have Kovacic. He's like backup.
James.
Yeah, James. He's also backup.
Isco.
Bale. Ronaldo, Benzema. They're way better.
Then you've got La Masia graduates on the bench.
What's that
The Al Hadidi.
Yeah.
And the lad who played.
If they focus on the Champions League, I think they can.
Fuck! I can't remember.
I know the kid that like blondish.
Number 29. There was number 29 who played, and people.
Cuenca.
Marlon or Maleo or something like that. People were hankering to start.
Thing's brother, that other brother, the Mexican. Not the
What's his name?
Tiago's brother, sorry.
I know his name.
Yeah. Zico's son. Yes. Is it Zico?
That's it. Yeah. Zico's son,
yeah.
Okay, let's move on to the PSL. So, Mamelodi Sundowns straight after beating Chickenin in the CAF.
Chickenin!
I mean,
shout out to
what
Pizza.
A way to go down.
Shout out to Chickenin.
I actually watched this.
Okay, yeah. So, SuperSport United, Sundowns now beat SuperSport United 2-0. I feel like it's a wrap, eh? Sundowns are winning this
game. But it's only, what is it, 8 points?
Yeah, with 9 more games to go.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
so it's pretty much done.
Yeah, I think it's theirs to lose, honestly.
Is Kamabiliat the best player in the PSL?
He is right now, I think.
Kamabiliat.
This is the big move to Southampton that he's been looking for. This is it.
This is what he's made
for. It's always that team. Like,
if not Southampton.
Oh, you peak at Everton. Yeah, like,
yeah, you peak at Everton. Look at Stilo, Stephen Pienaar.
Yeah. Yeah. Where the hell is Stephen Pienaar, by the way?
He was the guy. You need to go to Bournemouth.
Yeah, he's...
He's been out for like 7 months. Yeah. DK, he played, and he's out again.
Speaking of Stephen Pienaar, side
Duncan says he's smoking dick in the
mountains. That's racist.
That is racist.
And we do not condone that on the football show.
Okay, then Arrows 1 and Platinum Stars 0.
Sam, how do you feel about that, Nandi? Platinum Stars lost. How do you feel?
It's fine.
Was the weekend okay?
The weekend was fine. Why?
You don't know anyone at Platinum Stars?
I don't know anyone at Platinum Stars.
Oh, is it?
Except the coach. I know Kevin Johnson.
Oh, is it? Mm. No playing staff?
Not really, no.
What does your boyfriend play for?
And then there was Pirates. 1-0 victory over Celtic.
Being sold? I saw this thing about...
So what's happening?
There was violence at the game. People got beaten. People were being weaved left, right and centre.
Yeah, no.
Being weaved.
What does weaved mean?
Weaved.
You're getting beaten. Weaved. Left, right and centre.
Weave masters.
Bloemfontein Celtic fans have been wanting the owner, Max Tshabalala, who started in... He's like my uncle. I'm kidding. No, I'm really kidding. Otherwise,
that makes
I'd be
a
loaded.
Lot of sense.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Anyway, so the fans don't like him, so they've been calling for him to leave, and he's finally decided to sell the club. But there isn't a buyer yet. He said he had a few options.
There's no buyer.
But it was so bad. Like
they started beating the crowd. Started beating.
There was blood and shit. It was bad.
With rocks.
Yeah. It was really.
I'm not trying to die. Saw, like, watching
and vandalizing the state, Orlando Stadium and stuff.
Blood on
blood,
you.
Yeah,
all because they wanted him to
shirt,
go.
Everything.
In fairness, this probably happens in Italy every weekend.
Every weekend.
So this is nothing.
Okay,
nothing.
So
and England.
Lower divisions.
Yes, lower.
And Zimbabwe, Dynamos versus Highlanders.
Here we go.
I saw guys throwing a gin bottle.
This train is never late.
Guys, Highlanders versus Dynamos.
No, guys. We can't talk about this.
It's a clash. It's a clash of Titanic.
Proportions.
Those teams are not on FIFA.
I saw someone throwing a gin bottle at a linesman. It was terrible.
FIFA, there's no PSL on FIFA for.
But what is it? Why should we bow down to these Western imperialist games when we can just go and
sovereign?
When we can exactly, we're a sovereign nation.
Yeah,
who can go out and play slug? That's
slug,
better.
Slug is football, by the way.
Okay, good. I did not know that. Okay, so the log with 9 more games to go. It's Sundowns 52, 10 points ahead of Bidvest at 42. Yeah. And Chiefs at 39.
But Bidvest have a game in hand.
Yeah,
and
have
both
a game
Chiefs,
hand.
Chiefs and, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Chiefs are gone. Bidvest?
Yeah, Bidvest maybe, but I doubt. Okay, and then there was obviously, like I said, the CAF Champions League. Mamelodi Sundowns.
Chicken in 2-1.
So they actually are still in the Champions League.
Chicken in are actually owned by like a huge Zimbabwean conglomerate, Inscore.
They're basically owned by the same as Taste Holdings.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for that.
Every week
that we didn't
we
need at all.
Something new about Zimbabwe.
It's a real thing. Yeah. Peter Nsuzonke Ndlovu, Moses Mambo Chunga, George Shaya, Sheikh Mentauro, Willard Wirikumalo. What?
Oh no, we're died.
Agent Sao.
Ajira Sao.
Okay, let's go into theme of the week. Our theme of the week is Oscar So White, Europe So White.
Yes.
So basically, we're talking about how, of course, the Oscars just passed. There were no black nominees. And then we're taking it back to Europe in football. Black players are good enough to be good players. But how many black managers have the PSL even had? I know it was, who was it?
In the Premier League.
The PSL or the
oh, sorry, in the Premier League. I'm sorry.
There was Rod Hullet
and the guy
point.
Who looks like Barack Obama.
Ramsey at Chris,
Ramsey at
KPR. But they never last very long.
Yeah. What's the guy who was always an assistant in Newcastle?
Chris Hughton.
Paul Ince never made it.
He was at Hull City, I think.
No, he was at the Red Team. He was at MK Dons at some point.
Bradford City
or something like that. But they don't make it.
Okay, Cameron Equation, give us a little brief on like the stats in terms of black.
Okay, so
coaches.
in all of Europe's top five major leagues, there is one black coach, and that would be, I don't know who that is.
Jimmy Hasselbank.
Jimmy Hasselbank. But that's not even top tier. He's like in the championship
QPR.
With QPR.
Yeah.
So in the top five major leagues, there's only one black.
One black
coach. Sorry, I just saw something.
Oh my God.
Anyway, there's only one black coach.
Okay.
And then there's no black coach in the English Premier League, and only Jim Floyd Hasselbank at Queen's Park Rangers. And no black manager runs the French League One team. Only former Paris Saint-Germain boss Antoine Comboire is at Lens in the second division. And then we all know that AC Milan sacked Clarence Seedorf.
That's not surprising.
That's never happening again.
But to be honest, he really wasn't. Yeah.
And there are no black coaches in the Bundesliga. Okay,
let's put this in perspective, right? Yeah. Clarence Seedorf speaks 3 or 4 different languages, right? Mm. He played for Milan. He's won 3
He's
Champions League titles with 3 different teams.
Yeah.
He went to Brazil for a year just to study like Brazilian football and their tactics and completely immerse himself in this Brazilian way of training, management, and all that. And he came back to Europe with that same philosophy to bring to Milan. This Milan side was already struggling.
Yeah.
They put him in a predicament where he basically had to deal, I mean, what Gary Neville's got now, a shitty side, and he has to get results with this. They want to judge him on that?
A Milan side that used to look to Robinho and El Shaarawy as its saviors.
Now you've got Jeremy Menez and you've got bloody Zapata at the back.
Yeah.
You can't, and Bonaventura. You can't go around winning Champions Leagues or anything with this.
Yeah.
And then they get him in there, I think, for half a season. Then he gets fired.
Mm.
And then Sanzi Mihailovic comes in there. He's doing the exact same thing Seedorf was going to be doing, but he's had a transfer window.
Yeah.
So why is it they never give the black coaches enough time?
And the interesting thing is that the black coaches actually, like you said, their merger, they go to those courses for refereeing. They get their qualifications.
For coaching.
So it's not like, fuck my life. What is wrong with me today?
They go to courses for coaching.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. But they're not given opportunities.
And then they stick them in like kick it off committee. But guys, racism committee.
I'll also say this. Of all the black coaches that I've seen, all of them have sucked.
Rijkaard?
That is so racist.
Besides him.
Rijkaard?
Hulit
at Chelsea?
At Chelsea, he did well.
That's like how many years ago?
No, but we're saying, we're talking
about
black managers.
The recent ones. And also the problem with this is...
Even Moses Chunga as a coach is fine.
Oh my God.
Moses Chunga coached Kariba Power. Then he coached Dynamos. We used to call them Kids Net. These guys were awesome. These guys were fire.
No one knows what you're talking about. Question.
He knows the Dynamos team of 2002, 2003, which was basically schoolboys from my school, from Churchill Boys. They beat Highlanders in the Derry Board Charity Shield final. 2-0.
I cannot wait to forget.
No one gives a fuck. Honestly. Okay, so the big shocker is that there are no black coaches in the Bundesliga.
Well, it's Germany.
Do you also think that black players are discouraged because when they see this, they're like, after they retire, they don't want... Also because, what's his name? Patrick Vieira is going through same...
Well, he's going to New York.
He's at New York.
But he should already be.
Top-tier manager.
Yeah. Supposedly he turned down the Newcastle job.
Apparently even his Man City side, like the under-21s were like... That's where Iheanacho came from. These guys are...
When Patrick Vieira goes... someone like Patrick Vieira going to New York, is it because there are no...
There are no opportunities for blacks in here.
They're like 30-something-year-old coaches in the Bundesliga.
In the Bundesliga doing well.
They're doing
Eddie
well.
Eddie Howe is 30-something.
So why can't a guy like Patrick Vieira get...
Alex Neil at Norwich as well.
There's no way you can tell me that... what's his name? Tony Pulis.
He's better than Patrick Vieira.
Not even. Why do you look there? Big Sam. Big Sam.
And these guys always keep getting jobs. Why?
It's a carousel, guys. You go in there. It's a carousel where you get on the horse and managers just pick you. You go round and round and round. The same players. The same managers picked for the same jobs. Harry Redknapp even said it. That, you know, there's basically a club of managers. Mm-hmm. Not club, but you pick from a pool.
Old boys club.
That people
know
because they're used to it. They're used to seeing the guy. He's played in the Premiership.
They've had wine together.
They've done this. They go out to pubs and go get fucking trash together.
Just going from that, former England striker Les Ferdinand actually pointed out that the Premier League clubs really ever hold interviews for jobs anyway. His exact words are, normally they have identified the next man they want.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
It's
like Theo says, the same people over and over again.
So that just nullifies the Rooney Rule as well. Because the Rooney Rule, you suspect, or you know, the assumption is that people are going to have interviews and then you get black candidates in there.
Yeah.
But there are no interviews. So getting the Rooney Rule into English football as well, it's a non-starter. It doesn't even work.
Do you mind explaining what the Rooney Rule is?
Basically, it's like an NFL rule where you have to interview black candidates. But also, again, the problem with the Rooney Rule is that it doesn't preclude you from not hiring black candidates. It just says
you have hire, to get a
you
chance
have to, you have to give them a chance. And I mean, do you think Mark Cuban is going to hire black?
I think so.
Mark Cuban? That's my dude.
Yeah, I know he's but a dude.
What about African football? Right? We look at African football. We as associations have problems. Why do we go out and hire European guys are living in Serbia and coming here three times a month.
What did Durek Jesus say?
Like, I mean, come on.
He's a PT
teacher. Yeah. The guy's been doing... Bloody, they're playing a PT. I mean, doing PE during break time and all this nonsense.
And then he comes here. You know,
he comes here.
He's coaching like professional.
He's
footballers.
Coaching Ghana. I mean, I'm sorry, Avram Grant. With all due respect, Avram Grant.
From coaching his son
in his backyard.
In his backyard.
I'm not going to be impressed with taking Avram Grant to the World Cup as Ghana. Yeah. I'm not. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's not. Yeah. There are so many
but
good.
Why is it that
good
we
coaches
settle for? Is it that the big coaches
prestige,
don't
right?
want to come here?
It's still like, the colonial mentality.
Why can't
mentality?
We get like
a colonial mentality?
It's the colonial mentality where white is right, white is might, and white is better.
The interesting thing is even over here at home. They don't trust
local coaches
the way they do European coaches. I mean,
the Europeans have more experience
this
and connections.
This is the first time, I think.
Guys you've never heard of, like a guy from like Kazakhstan.
Popovich.
Like, Stuart Baxter can't even manage in his own
like,
country.
Dude. Like,
I think this is the first time all three of the big teams are coached by a South African coach. And then Tinkler is a white man, though. But
he's from here.
So Steve Kompela, Peter Musimani.
I get where you're a Sundowns. You go to Barcelona. Motsepe went to Barcelona. He asked... Who should I get? He's like, and you know, he talked to Cruyff, and they said Niskins.
Yeah.
Get him in. He's a promising manager. He's great. Yeah. He's the kind of guy you need. And what did he do? He got that. Because the guy's got the credentials, he's brilliant. You cannot bring Stuart Baxter
exactly.
here.
Exactly.
Well, tell me.
I mean,
there
if,
are no
if
one
you can
else.
Do a penalty like that
but
with
I mean,
Cruyff, you can coach a team.
But to be fair, Stuart Baxter got the Super Sports United job because, I mean, he was impressive at Chiefs. He won them the title
but
twice.
But he's a foreigner. He's a white foreigner. Yeah.
And also,
point.
When they do get local coaches, they pay them a tenth of the salary.
Yeah,
I saw,
that's give, yeah.
that's saw what happened with the Nigerian coach, the guy who won the
Stephen
AFCON, Stephen Keshi. He was getting paid a half the salary of their former of the former Ghanaian coach. I forget his name.
Bruno Mensi. I don't know.
Was it Mensa?
Yeah.
Bruno Mensi just travels every African country pitching to them.
Yeah, he's been around.
And then they were like, this guy used to also live in Europe and fly here. Yeah. He didn't even have a permanent residence here. to the extent that the cost for flying was so much that
they don't even
FA would,
his salary doesn't cover
it. It's ridiculous.
Having a coach that's not in the country, because how is he going to know what's going on the ground?
Exactly. Yeah.
He doesn't know the local players.
Yeah. He doesn't know the players.
How is he going to know like who are the up and coming young players? How is he going to break new talent Europe?
Do you think that then retired black players are put off coaching, and that's why we see people like John Barnes on television as pundits?
They
make more money from it for one thing.
Yeah, because it wouldn't make that much money probably coaching some lower tier.
But I think because they know that it's like how a lot of black people are discouraged by the corporate sector. They know there's a ceiling, because John Barnes is like, all right, I'm not gonna go and coach in the first division. Yeah. I'm gonna
paid by SuperSport, and he gets paid.
And John Barnes coached Celtic. I mean, he coached Celtic, and he lost the league to Rangers. Yeah. Supposedly, that's when Henrik Larsson got that mass. Remember that break, that double leg break. Yeah. He had no strikers and basically came second to Rangers. They're like, fuck, that's it, you're gone.
Okay. Let's
any other manager had been given another season.
Any final words before we move on to the laundromat?
There needs to be something done about it. We need to change attitudes give black coaches a chance.
Okay, let's move on to the laundromat. Oh gosh, Tokyo Sekgwales. So Tokyo Sekgwales decides to pull out. Did you guys see how Twitter went well? Yeah. They said at least he's got good pull out timing.
His pull out game is strong.
Oh gosh.
So he
decided to pull out of the presidency on the day of the elections.
Yeah.
And apparently it was a farce, because it turns out he had made a deal with Gianni Infantino to be appointed as the next Secretary General of FIFA after Jerome Falk was sacked.
If you go to Robben Island with a man, just the two of you, what do you think you're discussing?
Yeah, dude. Mm.
Those are close quarters, man.
And this was like recently, a month ago.
Last week.
Right?
2 weeks
last
ago.
Week.
There are no wiretaps there.
There are no wiretaps there. Let's go to Robben Island and discuss.
But also, like, I think it's a smart move if he did that.
Yeah, I was gonna. Is he a wolf?
He's gonna get.
I mean, he was predicted to get zero votes from all the.
Not even CAF could commit.
Safa didn't
CAF
even
had
go
even
and,
backed I mean, Infantino.
Yeah, CAF were like. CAF,
but what I'm seeing with this guy, because I've just read up like, on him, that he just positions himself
in the main places.
So he's the guy who just. Be next to the main
power brokers. Yeah.
Have you seen his policies? He wants 40 man
40 team World Cup. That's Don Infantino.
And then he wants technology used as soon as possible. He said doesn't want it next 10 years. He wants it now.
But that is good. I mean fucking septic bladders.
How long did it take to get
goal line technology?
Goal line technology.
10 years. So it's out with septic bladder and in with Don Infantino.
Don Infantino. We've named him Don Infantino. He sounds like Gian Infantino is like one of the fathers of the five families in New York. He's like the godfather.
And these Proteas are in a mess. Aaron Pangiso was caught drunk driving.
You mean the blacks?
The blacks. Oh. I didn't want to say it that way. The black Proteas are fucking up.
Aaron Pangiso. It's such a crucial time for this country.
They're not.
They're not. I mean, there's Temba Bavuma, who we're very proud of.
They were just blowing off some steam.
And Sotsabe?
Okay, wait. I'm getting this. Aaron Pangiso was caught drunk driving and was suspended for illegal bowling action. Luckily, cricket isn't a real sport, so it doesn't
it's not a real sport.
So it doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
Then there was Lonwabo Totsobe, who has been linked to a match-fixing scandal. He's also lucky that cricket doesn't count. Yeah. So it's not a thing. There's nothing happening.
It's like when you reset the game on your video game.
Just press restart.
Like.
Okay, and then Adam Johnson's girlfriend has finally decided to leave him, saying the relationship wasn't It's a little bit more than the relationship wasn't working.
He's a rapist.
It is more that he's a pedophile.
His rapist tendencies weren't working.
His rapist tendencies weren't working.
Yeah, I don't think... You know when you like grooming young 15-year-old girls?
Yeah.
And you know, another thing. You know, he said he told Sunderland about this.
Yeah, Sunderland knew about the whole thing.
Yeah. Yes. They knew about it. And the chairperson, that lady. Not Karen Brady, the other lady. Yeah,
the chairperson.
They knew about this.
That is crazy. That
and
is,
they but, did took no action.
But guys, that's what businesses do. Like, they protect.
The players
they're
as well.
They're never going to come out, oh, one of our employees is a rapist. The stock will go down. So I'm not shocked about stuff like that. Obviously, what you did was wrong.
Mm. Okay, let's keep moving. Steph Curry recently broke his own record for most three-pointers in a regular NBA season. He is now the record holder.
He's greatest amazing, greatest shooter of all time.
I can't read question. You
I
you
still
don't agree.
Hate him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's yellow.
We can move on. Because he's yellow and he doesn't have a big forehead.
Hey, what's wrong with being
yellow?
He
doesn't have a big forehead.
Yeah. Also Oh, there are levels to these things. Okay, other than basically saying all his teammates suck, oh, we spoke about this.
Yeah.
Reports from Spain claim CR7 has stopped moving in training sessions. He's just stopped moving.
He's not running as much as he
used. I mean, guys, like,
this is
like,
it. He's coming back to Old Trafford. This is it.
That's what I said yesterday, and I was told that it's never going to happen.
Like Allen Iverson said, it's practice, bro. Like, he's still performing in them.
Yeah, okay, so after the Arsenal United game, an irate Arsenal fan ripped off his jersey, saying that he's ripping the badge back and front. Oh, what did he say? No. He said Arsenal players have no heart, no spine, no guts. So he ripped off the badge, the front.
That is literal.
Does this guy have any friends?
No, I don't know.
I bet he's gone to buy a new jersey and regrets what he did.
I hope it's one of those Chinese ones, not the one from Total Sport, the 1,000 Rand one.
And LVG is our wolf of the week for that dive.
Yes.
A fall on the touch. Yeah.
Finally, some emotion.
There was brilliant.
And then Polo says, soon to be confirmed Chelsea boss Antonio Conte has two wives. His first wife is Elizabeth, and his second wife is football.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Football.
Oh yeah, this is my favorite. Harry Redknapp has revealed that Nwankwo Kanu's regular method of getting out of training each week was, boss, the king can't come into training this week. Stomachache.
And that was a text message.
Not a text message.
God, I think he's the wolf of the week.
He scored his first professional goal at 14, man. He can do whatever the hell he wants to
do. And then we finally got that TB Joshua clip with
about erections.
About erections.
Take a listen.
So this pastor has received a message from God about a certain person in his church.
There's a brother there that your penis is erect.
What?
Your penis standing and it refuses to go down. You can't hold it. Please come. Come out. You put on white stripes.
What is he saying about penises that don't...
It's a church.
Who in their right mind would admit to this in church? And excuse me, what did you say?
Your penis is erect.
I'm sorry, my what?
Your penis standing. You met a lighty complexion lady.
Yes, sir.
After making love with the sister, your penis stand up.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Wait, your penis. Wait.
Because he made love to a light in complexion sister.
Come on. It's free.
What the fuck? Did he just use the power of Jehovah to reduce the blood flow from this guy's penis?
Glory be to God. After the prophecy and deliverance.
Glory be to God.
All glory be to God.
Praise TB Joshua.
Are we going to put that link up somewhere for
we're going to put it up on the we're going to share it on the,
okay,
on the football show.
If you want to take a look at that, it's at Football Show CC. Okay, so FIFA Corner. Nothing other than
Donny Infantino.
Infantino is in, Sepp Blatter is out.
Do you guys want to, does anyone know like a brief little history on Infantino?
He's Michel Platini's person.
Yeah, he's the right-hand man basically to Platini.
So I don't know if it's,
and he's very good friends with David Dean. So it's a whole English contingent.
Is this another case of just white person replacing another white person?
No, it's like in the mafia, man.
So that the
like if your brother dies or whatever, goes to jail, you take over.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
this, because that's why he's gonna change some stuff, obviously.
Mm.
But like the bulk, because the thing is, we don't really know what's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's FIFA.
So how?
But I mean, he's allegedly one of the guys who like wrote the reforms and whatever stuff that FIFA are implementing now. Yeah. So the hope and the idea behind his election is that he's supposed to come and change the game. But we'll see.
We'll see. Yeah. All right, is that it?
That is it from us today.
Thank you very much for listening to us, you guys. What do you think the big game of the week is?
Arsenal Tottenham.
Arsenal Spurs has to be.
No, City Liverpool. We pretty much know how that's going to go down. Yeah. So
let's hope Spurs get a 5-0 win. Wenger gets sacked.
1-0 Arsenal.
Yeah. Oh,
late Koscielny header.
Okay, if you say so.
Count it. Late Koscielny header. 1-0 Arsenal.
All right, cool guys. Be kind to strippers.
All boobs matter. And may the swag be with you.
This is CliffCentral.com.